Tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm that cry for you. Joining us now on Kyle, Brustin, Ortman, no Nortman, just Ben and Kyle across ESPN Wisconsin, is Jason Wilde of Wilde and Tausch. You can hear across these various stations 9 to noon and catch them wherever you get your podcasts on YouTube as well. Jason, good day.
So when there's no N, does Chris Larson get promoted to KBL?
Not to this point, no.
I never even thought about that before. Chris, were you interested in that?
I'd love to be KBL, but
okay.
Probably got to earn it first, right?
Oh, well, I know. KBL it is.
Dude, do you know how long? Chris has been doing this longer than all of us, right? Like, he was the inaugural producer of Green and Gold Today, the precursor to Wilde and Tausch. So I think he's definitely earned it. Him saying that he needs to earn it is ridiculous.
Yeah,
but that speaks to Chris.
Your show.
Yeah,
your
Chris
call.
Is... Chris, yeah, Chris talking about earning. Chris, I would give it to Chris. I didn't realize that was interesting. KBL. Like BBL. We love those, don't we?
I what?
You guys don't know what BBLs are?
I do, yeah.
Let's ask.
I don't. Yeah. Nor do I want to.
Let's ask Jason a question, because I don't think I want to know either, Jason. Yesterday, I actually want to use something Brad Nortman did yesterday. I don't have the exact list in front of me, but he had a top 15 head coach and quarterback rankings heading into next year's season. His top five, I can tell you what those were. He had number one, obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs, and then number two being the Baltimore Ravens. Number five, I remember, was Cincy. Sorry, I'm going out of order. Help me out here, boys, because the thesis was, after he gave us 15, the top five were teams that, like, had the, based off of what he had done, could win a Super Bowl based off the pairing that was.
Yeah, all I know is he had Matt Stafford.
And the Rams were
and
third.
Sean McVay at three, and then he had Harbaugh and Herbert in the top
at
seven
ahead of the Lions and the Packers. I guess...
And Stroud, he was ahead.
Stroud was 11. I guess when it comes to Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, Kyle, you have them surpassing Shanahan and Purdy in terms of head coach quarterback.
I sure did.
Do you think that's possible? Because I think that's a little unfair.
So I've been thinking about this a lot lately, because today, for example, we got into a discussion, Tausch and me, and I think it was when Rob Domofsky joined us too. We extended the conversation. This, you know, the whole contract. I mean, we've, you know, the idea of the new contract that Jordan Love will get and when he will get it and how much it will be worth and all that kind of stuff, I think is a really interesting topic. I know you guys have talked about it a fair amount when I've been on, because there, on the one hand, the guy was great in the second half of last season. And I think we all feel like he is the, you know, next big thing for the Packers in terms of great quarterbacks. Whether or not he's as great as his predecessors, I think is a pretty big ask. But whatever it may be, we all think he's going to be good. The question is how good, right? Very good, great, all-time great, GOATs, whatever he ends up being. And so we were talking about the idea of, you know, is Goody just going to pay him a ton of money, or, like, is he going to be the highest paid player in the league? And I find myself continuing to wonder if our bias of this being the team that we, in my case, cover, the team that we pay the closest attention to, is it possible that we have gotten carried away? And while he is good, and I don't think his floor is anything lower than just being a good quarterback in the NFL, that we're anointing him as something more than that. So now we react to Brad's rankings, and I'm with you guys. I'm kind of like, wait a minute, how low does he have the LaFleur-Love combo?
Yeah.
And it forces me to ask myself if maybe Brad is seeing it through, even though he's a Packers fan, and I used to give him a hard time when he would fill in for Tausch and refer to the Packers as we, which, Kyle, you're more than welcome to.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I am a shareholder.
I know 1265 wants me to say we.
I think they'd rather not have you say we at all.
I think they'd rather have you not say anything at all. But be that as it may, my point is that, is it possible that maybe we've just gotten a little carried away with Love-a-mania. And I think it is. And that doesn't downgrade what he's accomplished or what we expect from him this season. But maybe we rank him a little bit too high. Maybe we want to pay him a little bit too much. Maybe we want to pencil him in for further in the playoffs than we have evidence to support our opinions. And so maybe Brad has a point. Now, I don't know how low is Green Bay then?
Green Bay was 9. Love combo? They were 9th. Detroit was 8. The Chargers were 7th, which was the wildest one. And you had the Bills with McDermott and Allen at 6, Taylor and Burrow at 5, Stafford and McVay were at 3, and I'm missing 4. What's going on with me? Hurts was behind the Packers.
Oh, Burrow, you had Burrow in. We're at 4.
I already had that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on board with putting Hurts and Sirianni behind the Packers based on.
I was too. Kyle was not. I'm not a fan of Sirianni.
I mean, they made it to a Super Bowl together.
But this is Jason's point, in my opinion. Sorry to go here, Jason, but like we are talking about an Eagles team that went to the Super Bowl, started out hot, and then just fell off towards the end of the year.
Did.
This is like the unknowns of a guy who did something spectacular, right? We can all agree, like what you said, the 10 games were great. And the 7 seed winning in the Super Wild Card weekend was great. But this is a team sport. There are 53 guys. This is a special teams that we don't know if it's going to be good ever. Right, it's just what we've come to grow accustomed. They have a new scheme, a 4-3, and a coach coming in to change that. Like you still have guys who are going to have to make the first year to second year jump, the second year to third year jump, and Jordan Love's still going to have to play at a high level. And it's all going to have to work together. And I think getting to double digits, if you get 10-11 wins, I think that's a great start. But I feel like everyone's going to expect this team to do way too much right now.
Yeah, I'm completely with you, and I think that's part of the problem, right? Like I think that's one of the issues is that when you look at what they did last year, it's easy, and I'm including myself in this, by the way. I'm not just putting this on fans. Like as a reporter, you know, you get swept up too in the euphoria and the excitement and the way that team played down the stretch. So it's not just fans. And so when I say that maybe we're overvaluing him and what he did just because we think he's going to be good, you know, maybe that's true. Like I went back to this when I was talking to Tausch this morning about it. Like there is a level of from the Packers perspective, I don't want to say skepticism, that's not the right word, but there is a level of, you know, even the guy who drafted him, you know, when last year we all assumed he was going to give Love the fifth-year option,
mm-hmm.
and somebody asked him after he didn't, you know, why didn't you do that? And he said, well, it's a lot of money to give a guy who's never played before. And now, you know, the questions that Goody was facing at the NFL meetings in Orlando a couple weeks ago now, one of them was, how do you figure out exactly what you're willing to pay a guy that has essentially had 10 good games, right? And so I just think that I think that's the challenge, right? I think that's the challenge for all of us to kind of figure out, okay, where exactly do we put this guy? What exactly do we think he's capable of? And what's realistic? And so when we rank them like Brad did, you know, I guess I want to rank him higher, but I also think he's still got to prove some more before we can feel great about ranking him higher. Does that make sense?
100%. It was a fun list because as much as you want to challenge it and be like, I think they might be ahead, well, maybe we got to pump the brakes ourselves because there's a bigger sample size. And as much as I want to pick at the McVay-Stafford thing because Stafford's old, well, when Brett Rypien was on the team, they were bad. But when Stafford was there with Puka, and they were better, right?
Yeah, like, they made the playoffs.
So like, there's some validity to all of this, and it'd be interesting. What does Zach Taylor and Burrow look like with Burrow coming back? Because we really never saw them. So there's a lot of elements here, and I think it's fun to sort of see it all play out as we're talking with Jason Wilde here on Kyle Brust and Ortman. No, Nortman, we are KBL today with Chris Larson.
Looking back at it here, Jason, Would you say that Goody made all the right moves in trading Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, and Rasul Douglas? Because for me, I feel like it's been a win for him.
Yeah, no. I mean, first of all, I would. You know, I know there were a few people that were.
I'm so glad that
debating.
You're here, Jason, for some of these questions Kyle sends your way.
The debate. There was a debate yesterday on Twitter. My buddy Abe on Twitter was engaging in a battle with somebody. And look, the Adams thing, again, are we overvaluing? And again, I don't like the prediction business. One of the reasons is because now in this world of sports commentary, you then find yourself with a vested interest in wanting to be right. So you root for yourself to be right all the time. And I try to avoid that. I try to just give the information and then here's what happened at this point, and then here's what's happened since. But, like, I love the wide receiver group the Packers have now. I do. I think there's a bunch of really good, talented young guys there. Are they all going to work their asses off to stay good and get better? I think so. None of them struck me as lollygaggers and guys that would slough off and rest on their laurels. But I don't know that for certain. But Christian Watson, if he stays healthy, looks like he can be a really good player. And we've seen flashes of how good he can be. We've seen how good Romeo Doubs can be, especially in the red zone. We've seen what Jaden Reed can do. We've seen what Dontavian Wicks can do. We've seen what Bo Melton can do. We saw what the two tight ends can do. They have to keep doing it, though, right? The history of the NFL is littered with guys who had good years. And these guys have to prove that they can do it year in and year out. Devontae Adams did prove that he could do it year in and year out. So as excited as we may be about this group, I mean, Tausch and I had this discussion on the show this week about, you know, would you rather have one stud and a bunch of good guys or a bunch of very good guys so no defense can key on one guy? And this idea that I would rather have what the Packers have now than have Devontae Adams. I would rather have Devontae Adams and augment him with a couple of the guys they have now, right? Like, because I still don't know, like, I really like Wicks. I think he's got some Devontae qualities to him, and he could turn out to be really, really good. But I don't know that, and I could be proven wrong, and I'd have to admit I was. So I guess my point is that when I look at what Goody has done, you know, Rodgers ruptures his Achilles. I don't know what he would have done last year in New York. I don't think the Jets would have won the Super Bowl. I also don't think they would have missed the playoffs. But I would say that when I look at what Jordan Love did in the second half of the season, everything came up roses, and you can't argue that. At the same time, I would like to live in a different world where Aaron Rodgers and Goody don't hate each other, where Aaron Rodgers is actually open-minded about the idea of these young players that if you let Goody go out and get them and you do the cool, fun Uncle Aaron approach to mentoring them, that you have Devontae Adams then, and then you have a handful of studs that are young players that are
and Jason,
coming
you up. You obviously, did you hear what MVS said about Aaron today?
I did not.
He called him a great teammate.
Oh, he's trying to get a job.
But hear me out for a second, Kyle. Outside of the fact that Rodgers and Goody didn't have a great relationship, and like, but MVS wasn't great his first rookie year. But then Rodgers engaged with him and took, like, on a personal level, professional level. Like, that's what I think you're getting to. And, like, Aaron showed the ability to reach younger guys.
Yeah.
He just chose not
to. But he didn't do it. Yeah, he didn't do it with the group from 2022. He just didn't. I mean, I still can't get over the fact that Romeo Doubs said to us at his locker during training camp, I learned a lot from Aaron despite him barely talking to me. Like that, and as I said to Aaron Rodgers, hey, man, I understand that you feel like you did enough. You sat down with him at lunch and camp and whatever else. But my point is that he doesn't feel like you did enough. And if he doesn't feel like you did enough, then guess what? You didn't do enough. Because he's the guy you got to connect with.
Preach.
Right? And so
preach.
My point is simply that as of now, you know, we'll see what Goody does. Does he use that third round pick that he got in exchange for Douglas and a fifth round pick? because everybody forgets that. Does he use the second round pick he got for Rodgers? Does he bundle that and go up pretty high in the draft to get a specific player that he really likes? There's some rumblings about that being a possibility. We'll see. But it's hard to look at the last two draft classes. I have not been impressed with Devontae Wyatt. I think he's shown some flashes, but for a first-round pick, he did not make the second-year jump that I expected him to. I think Quay Walker has an opportunity in a new system to be really good, but we'll have to wait and see on that. So there are some really good picks in the 2022 draft. Zach Tom's a stud. I think Romeo Doubs is going to be a very good player for a decade in the league. Not a great player, but a very good player. And then the 23 draft we've talked ad nauseum about. Devontae Adams has not had success in Oakland or Las Vegas or Sacramento or wherever the Raiders are playing these days. I know the A's are in flux, but he's still a great player. So I don't think you're ever better just because you got rid of a guy and got some other good guys. So bottom line is, Goody's gotten a lot of things right. He hasn't batted 1,000, and they haven't won a Super Bowl. So if that ultimately is your expectation, for whatever the reasons are that they haven't won a Super Bowl, he's going into, what, his 8th season as the GM? Ted and Ron both had titles by now. We'll see if Goody adds one in the next year or two.
Dang, that was fast.
Some good perspective for our man, Kyle. Thank you, Jason. We appreciate the time. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Thanks, that's Jason Wilde. Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these very stations. We got a lot of polls out there, and I want to revisit them. A lot of good stuff from KBN Nation. Give us a call. Give us a text, 800-990-3776. You're hanging with Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, the K and the B. The N, Brad Nortman. He is out today. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. But first, the Princeton Club is a great place for you to have the courage to go in and find your better tomorrow, right? I talk about this all the time. It's going to be huge for me having the free childcare. I just had a little girl, and I'm not going to be able to be my best version of myself, right? Like finding my better tomorrow without the Princeton Club. Knowing with 24/7 their hours are open, I can drop off my kid at the free childcare, boom, get my workout in and get out of there. Just have the courage to check out their locations. And then when you step in, you're going to be like, huh, this is the place for me. They're always making the equipment better. They're always making the locker rooms better. And they're always doing better in the community. Princeton Club. Join today and find your better tomorrow. More. Kyle, Bruss, and Nortman. No, Nortman. Next.